This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. The Women's Health Clinic, WHC's spree of bad luck has finally ended, receiving a $10 million investment from the federal government. WHC Executive Director Kemlyn Nemhard says the news was overwhelming.
When I had heard, I'd gotten the letter from the feds about the funding the day before the announcement, but when the minister actually said it out loud at the press conference, I almost broke out in tears. Because it, you know, while we love our home and our building, it's a challenge because it really needs to be redeveloped. We need to actually, things are constantly breaking.
Through the Green and Inclusive Community Buildings Program, funding will go toward critical upgrades to the clinic's aging building on Graham Avenue, part of a $20 million capital campaign. This couldn't have come at a better time, explains Nemhard, as their boiler broke back in February.
2 weeks ago, it was one of the coldest, after one of the coldest weekends of this year, after the long weekend, we came into the building and the temperature was 1 degree Celsius in the building. We had to basically try and pivot and like rebook, you know, or change the appointments to virtual. And, you know, we actually tried to move some of the appointments to some of our other locations because we couldn't get the boiler started, right? So that was day one. That was the Tuesday.
That following Thursday, Nemhard received a phone call with even more bad news.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, I got a phone call from one of our staff that had gone in that early, and some of our steam pipes had busted. And I guess from the pressure of, you know, the expansion and contraction of the freezing water in the pipes, basically there was steam all, like you couldn't even see in the building because it was, you know, there was moisture coming down one of the walls just from the steam itself.
The boiler is just the most recent in a series of unfortunate circumstances with an air conditioning unit breaking over the summer. WHC supports over 50,000 Manitobans annually, with nearly 20,000 who access healthcare through their Graham location. Nemhard notes the unreliability of their facility is impacting how they can provide care.
Many of our services are essential, you know, like providing birth control, abortions, which is time sensitive, right? And, you know, like all of those sorts of things are really, you know, they're deemed essential for a reason, right? And so, like you say, it's incredibly disruptive. It's incredibly stressful for staff as well, you know, having to constantly pivot and, you know, change.
Their goal is to completely redevelop their location from the floors to the walls, increasing the 19,000 square foot space to about 25,000 square feet. This will breathe new life into the clinic, explains Nemhard, creating a space that demonstrates how WHC values the health of women and gender diverse folks. She adds it will also reduce disruptions and improve the quality of care Manitobans are seeking. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.